This review has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, appendices, full references and citations for this review, please view the PDF version at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca. The copyright for this review belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. This is a review of Metaphors of EdTech, 2022, by Martin Weller, Athabasca University Press. The book is reviewed by Brian Lamb of Thompson Rivers University. Just when you thought it was safe, in Metaphors of EdTech, Martin Weller explores the field of learning technology in both the broadest and deepest senses. Weller chooses the application of metaphors as a method, and the resulting book reads more like an enjoyable set of ruminations than rigorous investigation. Weller has long employed metaphors and analogies on his blog, going back to 2006, and in this book he sets out to apply this more playful aspect of thinking and writing about educational technology across its practice and culture. In his previous books, Weller staked out a unique place in the scholarship of learning technology. The Digital Scholar and the Battle for Open employ an approach that is inviting to readers without sacrificing thorough treatment. Weller avoids the common pitfalls of both academic and journalistic writing about education in the digital age. He avoids hype, grand pronouncements and wild predictions, minimizes jargon, and rarely goes deep into the weeds. His writing provides a picture of EdTech that encompasses its diversity of practice in a spirit of generosity and inclusiveness. This value within the broader community is evidenced by the response to his 25 years of EdTech. When a crowdsourced audiobook and a supplementary podcast was assembled with the contributions of dozens of prominent and varied volunteers, Metaphors of EdTech is arguably his most lively and broadly conceived book to date. He doesn't address metaphor from literary or theoretical perspectives, nor in terms of cognitive science. This is not primarily a book about metaphors, or metaphorical reasoning, but a book of metaphors. As the brilliant JOS-inspired cover art by Brian Mathers suggests, he is setting out on a voyage of exploration largely in a spirit of fun, noting that his chosen metaphors allow for playful thinking, even as he acknowledges that some of his choices are rather stretched or intended lightly. In addition to metaphor as maps of understanding and the creative interaction between semantic fields, Weller also describes a second and more risky application of metaphor, such as how allusions to crime are used to shape EdTech solutions. Novel approaches are needed when examining technology's place in learning and education, given the strange and unpredictable history of how EdTech has been practiced. Weller notes that for those of us in it, we are not even sure how to refer to it: a field, subject, topic, practice, discipline. Ultimately, Weller comes out against framing EdTech as a discipline, for while it is prone to historical amnesia and its occasional uncritical approach, it also is rich precisely because people enter it from different fields, bringing a range of perspectives to bear, and it is applied to different disciplines that have their own requirements and challenges. Weller proposes ways of thinking of EdTech as an undiscipline via three metaphors. 1. Is the EdTech suitcase packed with different items but in service of a shared purpose? He then explores how a nation's history of art relates to its national identity, the resulting pitfalls and limitations, and how EdTech practitioners might in turn resist their own process of museumification. Finally, Weller proposes the concept of digital mudlurking, based on those who scavenged in river mud for items of value in 18th and 19th century London. He outlines previous and ongoing waves of e-learning enthusiasm, the Web 2.0 bubble, MOOCs, learning analytics, artificial intelligence, and imagines each of them as a tide, depositing knowledge artifacts that will be washed away by the next big wave unless they are carefully gathered and restored by the digital mudlarks. Weller approaches the practice of EdTech as an informed participant and observer, and is skeptical of big claims and quick fixes. He defends universities from attacks on their growing administrative costs, and argues society cannot place an increasingly complex legislative and administrative burden on universities and then complain they spend more money on legislative and administrative tasks. He classifies the fervent purveyors of EdTech apocalypse and their miraculous solutions as EdTech rapture, and contrasts it with pragmatic practices such as OERs. OERs demonstrably support learning outcomes as effectively as proprietary ones while they save significant amounts of money. These are not claims couched in a mythical future that requires revolution to be realized, but identifiable and realistic benefits for learners. They are, in short, useful. The specter of the great pivot that roiled EdTech during the global COVID pandemic, and the emerging after effects, loom over the book, and Weller teases that out via an extended interpretation of the 1975 film Jaws that may have been a prime motivator for him to write this book. The unpredictable eclecticism of his chosen metaphors is one of the readerly pleasures of the book. The construction of Castell Coch in 19th century Wales, the rewilding of ecosystems, the use of video replay in sporting events, alchemy, the Rebecca riots, and the Hussites. At its best, the book feels like a rollicking survey of EdTech practice and significance with a fun and erudite host. Not all metaphors align perfectly well, and different readers will undoubtedly find some examples more compelling than others. But overall, the book balances an expert grasp of the relevant issues with an engaging presentation and a genial and open-minded sensibility. Metaphors of EdTech is an excellent overview of the field as it exists today. It offers high-level consideration of wide-ranging practices and balances the many social and cultural dimensions that are brought to bear. It does not pretend to break new ground or provide a unifying theory, but it is a pleasurable, thoughtful, and thought-provoking read that can appeal to a wide range of readers who are working in EdTech, who are studying it, or who simply wish to understand it better. This is the end of the review. The full text of this review is available at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca.